to my youth, Rampart Street was sort of the canal street or the main thoroughfare, shopping center, nightclub district and what have you for the blacks. Rampart ran uptown from Canal Street. Canal Street cut across town between French Quarter and uptown, and Rampart ran up on South Rampart Street. Yes, for some reason, the lower part of the city, is the streets are known as North, and the upper part of the city, the streets are known as South.
Is there a reason?
Damned if I know, there's a reason. But anyway, South Rampart Street, which is on the upper side of Canal Street, was a black shopping center, and Dryad Street was a continuation back in there. And there were, it was a thriving black business community with surrounding a residential area and so on. It was killed by certain changes in traffic patterns, by certain urban renewal programs, by notions of progress and so on that the business community more or less imposed on it. They killed it. They now have campaigns to tell you how wonderful that business is coming back, but it really isn't. I mean, it's dying. That was the black center of nightlife, of shopping, of what have you. It also attracted a great number of Jewish merchants. And Jewish merchants, I would guess, other than black merchants, predominated along that street.
Is there a large Jewish community?
There's a very large Jewish community in the city of New Orleans, but it too has been Creolized. It would not be at all unusual to find Jews eating oysters, crawfish, gumbo, and all of those things that I'm sure an Orthodox Jew would be horrified at the idea of eating something like that. But to a Reformed Jew in New Orleans, it's good food. What does he care about all of these old laws? He might be a good Jew in the sense, well, that's a matter of definition. He might go to the synagogue regularly and all of this, but he will eat oysters. He will eat shellfish, in other words, and all of the prescribed normal diet. The upper class Jews in New Orleans probably are almost as Anglo as any Episcopalian going to Trinity or to Christ Church in their manner, in their outlook, and so on. They go to Temple Sinai, which would be the equivalent of Trinity Church, which is about as snooty a church as you can find in the city, or Christ Church, the two Episcopal churches. He would dress like any WASP uptown. He would be absolutely horrified if an East European Orthodox Jew came into a gathering. It would embarrass him terribly. His manner has none of the manner that one would find in certain Eastern Jewish areas or speech patterns. His speech would be every bit as Anglo-Saxon as mine or any other uptowner that you want to find. And he probably comes from German, Ashkenazi background, and German. In fact, I've had one very good friend, who's Jewish, say, "It's our crowd. We are our crowd, the German Jews of New Orleans." They were the Jews who really put the imprint, the social imprint, on the city of New Orleans in the sense of founding hospitals, of maintaining the symphony, the opera, the museum, of high culture. It was German Jews who primarily maintained high culture in the city of New Orleans. God knows it certainly wasn't the Anglo-Saxons or the Creoles, because high culture was pretty far from anything that they were really interested in, other than maybe the opera, because it was a social occasion more than anything else. But along Barone Street, I can remember as a child, there were the Orthodox Jews along Carondelet and Barone, right behind the Garden District in that area, from about Jackson Avenue to maybe to Louisiana Avenue, a stretch of 10 or 15 blocks in there, on Barone and Carondelet Street. There were a tremendous number of Orthodox Jewish people living in there, and that seemed to be the center of their tiny little enclave of their world. The Irish Germans, they were common in the Irish Channel, Italians also. The Italians, primarily, when they came in, and remember again, when I speak of Italians, I'm speaking of Sicilians.